Welcome everyone to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're excited to share some news about a local company that's making waves in the aerospace and maritime sectors.
You're right, Daniel. We're going to talk about Delkia and their first research and development project made possible by a grant from Cumbria Local Enterprise Partnership.
Wait, I see. What was the name of the project?
It's called Project Bumblebee. It's focused on developing a technology that will allow the rapid development of safe vehicle control systems for submarines, ships, aircraft, and other complex defense and commercial systems.
Wow, that is so cool. What's the grant amount they received?
The grant is £49,887,530 from the Cumbria LEPs Innovating for Success scheme.
Right, and what's the total cost of the project?
The total cost is £99,775. The grant helped them to establish the Bumblebee team and buy essential computing and equipment.
I see, and what's the outcome of this project so far?
They've turned their innovative idea into intellectual property and added value to their rapidly growing company.
That sounds promising. Did they collaborate with any universities?
Yes, they provided a stipend to a master's student from the Lancaster University School of Data Science and a summer placement for an aerospace engineering graduate from the University of Central Lancashire.
Right, and did they work with any other organisations?
They also funded a project with the National Innovation Centre for Data at Newcastle University to help embed data science skills into their business.
That's impressive. What does this mean for the local economy?
The Cumbria LEPs Innovating for Success grant programme has resulted in dozens of businesses being awarded a share of £1 million.
And what's the long-term impact expected?
An independent economic assessment has confirmed that over a 10-year period, the investments will deliver an additional £37 million of economic growth.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, it also expects to create an additional 97 full-time equivalent jobs and save over 4,160 tonnes of CO2.
That's a significant contribution to both economic and environmental goals. What's the main goal of the Innovating for Success grant?
It was launched to encourage small and medium-sized businesses across Cumbria to invest in either innovating or decarbonising their business.
That makes sense. And what's the maximum grant amount available for innovation projects?
Maximum grants of up to £50,000 to part-fund initiatives that turn new ideas into commercially viable and deliverable propositions.
And for carbon reduction projects?
Maximum grants of up to £20,000 to part-fund practical projects that will help businesses reduce energy usage or increase renewable energy production.
That's quite a comprehensive approach. I think our listeners would be interested in finding out more about these grants.
You can visit the CLEP website to find out more about their grants and support for businesses.
Great, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And remember to follow us for the latest updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest.